Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Unlock Your Leadership Story by Pat Waiters. Sophie, I have to say, this one made me rethink what I thought leadership even was.
Hey there, Sam, same here. I think a lot of us have this image of a leader as this decisive, always in control person who never shows doubt. But Waiters completely flips that. She says the real power is in your story, especially the messy parts.
Right, and that's what got me. She opens with this idea that every leader has an internal narrative, but most of us never actually choose it. We're just running on autopilot based on stuff from childhood or past jobs.
Exactly. She calls it the leadership narrative. It's shaped by your upbringing, your fears, your values. And if you don't examine it, it can hold you back. She gives these reflective prompts to help you uncover what's actually driving you.
Honestly, I found some of those prompts uncomfortable. Like, she asks you to think about a moment you failed as a leader and what you told yourself about it. That's not easy, but so necessary.
Yeah, because a lot of us have this unconscious story like, I have to be the strongest person in the room, or I can't show weakness. And those narratives create blind spots. Waiters wants you to rewrite them consciously.
And the big rewrite is around vulnerability. She's clear that vulnerability isn't weakness. It's actually a source of strength. She talks about Brené Brown's work, but she also shares her own stories, like moments of doubt as an HR exec at LinkedIn and ServiceNow.
That part really landed for me. She says when leaders admit they don't know something, they invite others to contribute. When they apologize, they model accountability. And when they share a struggle, they create space for everyone else to be human too.
I think that's what makes a team feel safe. Psychological safety. If your leader is pretending to have all the answers, nobody's going to speak up with a different idea or admit a mistake. And that kills innovation.
Right.
And she connects that directly to empathy. She calls empathy a strategic skill, not just a soft one. Especially now with remote work and diverse teams. You have to see the whole person, not just their output.
She gives practical tips too, like listening without interrupting, asking open-ended questions, making time for genuine connection. But she also warns against performative empathy. People can tell if you're faking it.
Oh, totally. And I loved her take on leading through change. She says when everything's uncertain, people look to their leader for meaning. A compelling story can provide stability, even if it's not perfect.
Yeah, she says the story just has to be real. You can say, I don't know what's going to happen next, but here's what I do know, and here's why we'll get through it together. That's so much better than pretending you have a crystal ball.
She also asks this big question, what do you want to be remembered for? That legacy question shifts your focus from short-term results to long-term impact. It's not about the revenue targets you hit. It's about the lives you touched.
That's a heavy question, but it's liberating too. It forces you to clarify your values. And she has this concept of a leadership inventory where you take stock of your strengths, weaknesses, values, and experiences. It's not self-criticism, it's self-awareness.
Right.
And she emphasizes that leadership is a practice, not a destination. You become a leader every day through your actions. Your story evolves as you grow, so you have to revisit it regularly.
One thing I didn't expect was how much she talks about community. She says no one becomes a great leader alone. You need mentors, colleagues, people who challenge you and support you. And you need to pay it forward by developing other leaders.
Yes, that ripple effect. And she tackles failure head on. In a culture that stigmatizes failure, she says it's essential to your story. It teaches resilience, humility, wisdom. She encourages leaders to normalize failure by talking openly about their own.
That doesn't mean lowering standards. It means creating an environment where people feel safe to take risks. She says the most innovative organizations see failure as data, not disgrace. I love that framing.
And she doesn't ignore identity. She encourages leaders to bring their whole selves to work, including parts that may have been marginalized. When you embrace your full identity, You model inclusion and inspire others to do the same.
She also talks about self-care and boundaries. Too many leaders burn out because they think they have to be available 24/7. She says you can't pour from an empty cup. Scheduling time for reflection and rest is part of sustainable leadership.
And listening. She says listening is the most underrated leadership skill. It's not just hearing words. It's about understanding emotions and making people feel seen. She gives techniques like putting away distractions and asking clarifying questions.
Right, and feedback. She has a framework for giving feedback that's constructive and compassionate. Focus on behavior, not personality. Be specific. Frame it as an opportunity to grow. And be open to receiving feedback yourself.
The whole book feels like a conversation with a trusted mentor. Wadens writes with warmth and honesty. She doesn't pretend to have all the answers, but she asks the right questions. And she really believes in your potential.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that leadership isn't about a title. It's about showing up authentically, caring about people, and being willing to grow. Your story is your superpower, and you can start writing it today.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. So, Sophie, final thought?
Just this, the world needs more leaders who are real, empathetic, and brave enough to share their story. So unlock yours. We'll see you in the next one.